Mofos and Mofest, what's going on?
What's good?
It's your boys.
Key Lloyd.
It's your boy Naka. Mm-hmm. Two Blunt Podcast.
Yep. Out here with new gear. We got gear out here.
How we out here, you know, always trying to work, mm-hmm. work to be better, right?
Move forward, not backwards.
What you smoking on?
White 99.
White 99.
Yeah, white 99.
Why not 100?
It wasn't that much. How many white things have you seen? Is 100. Jeff, tell me that. Show me that right
touche,
there.
Touche, my yeah. buddy.
And white right. things don't ever turn out. They end up black anyway.
End up oh, shit.
Yeah.
I got that goat, you know.
You got
that,
golden goat?
I always try to get that, man.
That's... I'm about to take my pre-show shot.
Oh, shit. What you sipping on?
Hornitos. I love Hornitos, man. It really reminds me of, I guess, like 5-6 years ago, working at the job, drinking on the job.
It just make you feel young again. You feel you.
Yeah. Yeah. You got flame over there?
I do got flame.
You yeah, need flame.
Flame on.
Woo. But yeah, man. This week is dry, ain't
it? A little bit. I mean, there's some shit going on. I just don't give a fuck about a lot of it.
That's
but.
Why it's dry, because Young Thug is in jail. Nobody care about that.
I mean, somebody cares about it.
You know who I care more than jail? Brittany Griner.
Yes. Yes. Preach that, brother. Preach that.
I feel
one.
Like, you know.
I can dig it.
I feel like Brittany Griner didn't have what they say she had on her.
Nah, you know she didn't.
Yeah. It'd be different if she went somewhere and it was like, that's where it was. Like, she didn't know it was illegal.
Yeah.
Like, I understand smuggling a little weed where you go.
She had a vape car. She had a vape pen.
Oh, vape pen. They made it seem like she was about to try to, like, set Russia on fire.
It's crazy because out here, like, you know, we understand weed way better.
Yeah.
So it's like, well, that's a vape pen.
Russia don't even like hip-hop.
Come on, homie.
Like, hip-hop is banned there, too. So anything associated with darker races.
No, I'm sure, but yeah. It's, yeah. That had nothing to do. That was just, oh, we got one.
Got us a high-profile one.
Like, the timing of all of it, perfect. It was just, yep. Perfect. Oh, yeah, we using her.
But they didn't capture all kind of Americans. You know, so Americans got caught over there, too.
Yeah, but everybody know. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. She's popular.
That's her fault.
She's an athlete, so.
She was making that money. They'd probably pay
it'd
her.
It'd be like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it could be one of the whack cats, like the sixth or seventh guy
yeah.
on the team. But everybody knows he's an NBA player, and then they, you know.
And she's not trans. Dope. She's not trans.
She's
but,
dope.
But she definitely.
Wait, what?
She's not trans, right? But she.
No, she's a female.
Yeah, yeah.
Like.
And if I. this lady wears, like, tank tops. If we were hanging out, and she just told me her name was Brittany, I've met niggas named Courtney before. So I'd be like, cool, I'm hanging out with Brittany today.
Shit.
Who, Brittany? You know, Brittany G. She
the
played.
Homie.
She played in the NBA. That ain't the NBA. It's a W in front of that. That's not a dude. So I mean, if you were around a girl and she hanging out and she wearing tank tops, wife beaters, and ain't nobody seeing titties, nobody's aroused in this motherfucker. You hanging out with a whole dude.
Ain't no side boob.
No side boob. If you hanging out with Brittany Griner, you attracted to Brittany Griner. You got to ask yourself some questions. Brittany Griner seemed like a cool dude to hang out with though. I know she a girl, but like that seemed like a cool nigga. Like, WNBA players is cool niggas on the team.
Oh, shit.
Like, sometimes lesbians be cool as fuck. Cool as fuck.
Right.
And then sometimes they just be on the other hand. But that's everybody, though.
There's just, you know.
Brittany Griner seemed like that one. Then when they took her, she was like, cool. You know, she didn't fight. She's like, whatever. I know what you fucking fools is about. I seen this before.
Right.
It's like 1960s America over here. So I get it. We're going to go ahead and make it happen. So. I think free Brittany Griner is something I feel comfortable saying. I say free Young Thug, man. Yeah.
You want a free Young Thug?
I'd free Young Thug.
Does Young Thug deserve to be free?
Probably not.
Then why would we free him?
Because we got to keep the black people out of the cages.
Dude, nah, all of them?
No, probably it's like a 3%. It's only 12% of the country.
I mean, unjustly, fuck yeah.
Unjustly,
let's,
yes.
Let's do it, but a vape pen, yeah, get her out of here, man.
Get her out of all the way out of
but,
there?
But. I don't know.
You don't think Young Thug?
I don't know.
I need to see the case, too.
Me
you're
too.
Right, you're right. Like, but I don't. Like, he's always wearing dresses and shit. You imagine a nigga wearing dresses. You imagine a nigga wearing dresses and not like.
Because them is the craziest motherfuckers, man.
Yeah, sort of.
Like.
But the nigga wearing. He seemed nice. He seemed like a cool dude. He just want his family around.
Them is all. Some hey,
And some of his family just.
Sometimes them is the killers, man. You don't get it. Is.
Yeah. I'm not in the hip hop game.
Just. I ain't got much to say. I'm going to act. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, if the podcast game get all like hip hop, where they shoot niggas. Just, oh, you say your podcast, nigga? I'm getting shot immediately. Man. I know I'm getting toe off.
But nah, I don't know what he did. I ain't really paid
attention. I'm assuming killing people and selling drugs. They got hit with a Rico.
Did they kill somebody? I know it was Rico, but
well, if you selling drugs, you might have to kill somebody. I mean, might have to go ahead and dead somebody.
They just slanging weed and they just but
weed don't make that much money, bro.
But I'm trying to say, like, in comparison to Brittany Griner.
In comparison to Brittany Griner. Okay, like, so what if Brittany Griner did have, like, 1,000 vape charges on her? Like an idiot. Like, what if she was an idiot?
You like don't if make she it was just
that stupid?
Then yes. Then yes. Like, all right, you're stupid. That's what you get.
But you don't get to be the best basketball player. Just, like, she probably is, like, 40% because she's tall. But one of the best basketball players out there by being stupid. I just don't believe you can be that dumb and make it. And maintain it.
It's not a matter of being dumb. It's a matter of being reckless at that point.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
Because you're smart enough to know better, but you're cocky enough to not.
I'm Brittany Griner. I can do this. I dunk. First world dunk.
Who's the other cat? Somebody just got caught with some motherfucking a whole bunch of weed. Some ex-athlete. I don't know. I have to look it
up. How much weed do you need to recover? I ain't never worked out like an athlete, though. You
know? Nah, he just. I don't even know if it was. He got hit with some other shit, but. I don't know. Yeah. I mean, all smoke, so.
I mean, if, you know, sports are predominantly black, most sports, I'm assuming there's some weed involved.
I mean,
you know what, though, blame them?
Like, shit, I don't even. My job ain't, physical like that. Like, I carry a ladder and do some shit, you know what I'm saying?
But, as long as weed.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? As long as
weed. I don't do any of that. I sit down and talk on the phone.
That's what I'm saying.
I smoke weed. Good for my mental.
Exactly. So imagine, like.
The pressure of playing in like, the Celtics arena. Just.
Nigga! Shoot it, nigga! Shoot it, you fucking left!
You just, like, just racist.
Not even that. You just sitting on the bench, just chilling. You ain't even in. And them motherfuckers is right behind you.
Right, like, on your neck.
You black piece of shit.
So like, I bet you're going to go home and eat some watermelon after this, huh? You're going to lose. You're going to lose. This is yeah. So
and it don't even just be like you suck.
You know, I don't think I don't think Boston uses that's hard R. I think Boston is like nigga. Like Boston be like.
You think so? Nah. Yeah, I feel like they. I feel like
I don't think the accent allows for hard RERs. You know, it's Boston, so it's like nigga. It's gonna sound. They're saying nigger, but it's not. It's nigga because it's so it's close. Like even when I say the word nigga, it sounds like I'm almost saying nigger. Just like close, because I'm from Arkansas. So I was like, what did I hear more? It was equal. It was equal. So there's a mix in there. Yeah.
I mean.
So I'm just saying, like, the pressure is up, you know. And Brittany Griner didn't,
She didn't fight. So it was,
what?
Montrezl Harrell.
Montrez?
He played now. He played for, I'll let you know, Clippers, right?
For the Montrezl Harrell? Montrezl? I think he plays Pistons?
He got caught with 3 pounds of weed.
Well, he was selling it, though. He was selling it.
So he got charged with trafficking.
In my younger days, I have been hit up by...
So what I'm saying...
Athletes
I'm sure.
Of predominant people that's just like, I want to feed the fam.
I know. That's I get it.
I get it. You know, I get
but
it.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, why are you doing it? Why are you carrying it?
Why?
Why don't
because,
you?
Because he's high profile. He didn't think he'd get caught.
That's what I'm saying.
She didn't think she was going to get caught.
But hers was a vape pen.
It probably has nicotine in it.
I have tried to go places with a vape pen because I think that I'm that dude.
Yeah.
But I think that ain't a big fucking deal, man.
Well, they can't distinguish cigarette pen between your vape pen.
Right.
It doesn't say nicotine on this at all.
But that's what I'm saying. It's like, relax. You know what I'm saying? Like, she got hit with that. That's fucked up. But a motherfucker with 3 pounds of weed, like, you stupid. So we not making a free Montrez shirt.
No, he was selling weed.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's trapping.
Montrez. We not free.
Is he Pistons? That sounded about right for the Pistons.
I think he played for the Clippers, right? I swear he played for the Clippers, man.
Ooh. Yeah. He played for the Hornets now. He was trapping for Michael Jordan. That's what he was doing. He said, Mike said, you ain't doing it. You on the bench.
Nah,
go pick up these pounds, bro. Go pick up these pounds.
I guess he got traded. Oh, okay, recently. Shit. All right. Guess I wasn't following it.
But I mean, if I had to look at him, He don't look like he sells drugs.
He look like 2 Chainz.
Yeah, he don't. I mean, he look like 2 Chainz, but he's like his smile. Don't look like
he look like 2 Chainz little brother. It's a
crooked smile. Now he look like he sells drugs. If I had to like profile him,
he look like 2 Chainz little brother. And 6 Chainz kept trying to tell him like, stay out the game.
Stay out the game.
Just go focus on basketball.
You 6'7", rap or play basketball.
Focus on basketball, and this nigga still wanna he wanna be in the streets.
Dude has a 7'4" wingspan. That's insane. I mean, you're not getting the ball. Tippy toes. Mine.
Just mine. Speaking of basketball, you know, shout out to the Warriors.
Yeah. And shout out to the Celtics, but shout out to the Warriors. That was wholly impressive.
I don't know if it's shout out. Yeah,
it's a shout out. I was happy about them being happy about winning. And then Steph Curry getting that MVP was pretty cool to watch. I think I had watched a lot of, I guess, commentary up to it. And I don't appreciate commentary about people that never played professional basketball. Talking about professional basketball, all those people should be fucking fired. Every like, person that's never played.
Okay.
I'm so mad about that.
So when you say that,
uh-huh.
How far do they have to go playing?
Just
to be.
I feel like just.
To be solidified.
On the street, just play a game. I feel like these niggas ain't played a game.
Oh, well, they've all. They all. Everybody play like high school and.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm figuring. I'm thinking these people don't play.
College, but.
Mm-mm. Understand that center, point guard, and all that stuff kind of doesn't matter, and you can kind of look at the game in a different way. That's all I want. I don't feel like they do. They just judge people and get mean about it.
It's funny because
and they're just playing basketball.
That's one of the big beefs between athletes and the media is the niggas be talking shit and they be like, "Nigga, you ain't never played this. You ain't never been in the NBA. You can't tell me."
Well, what I mean, I'm supposed
to do. Like
even college basketball, but you can watch it.
It's their job, man.
Good point.
Where's that put us in at that point?
I mean,
because that's what we gonna do.
That's yeah.
I just said this nigga like 2 Chainz little brother.
That's fine. That's fine. Don't like critique like, him as like I so guess just
clowning people's okay.
Clowning people. Where's the line at? I guess. Let me think.
Who would? I mean, you can't have a sports show where you just well. Maybe.
Yeah, that's what it is. Instead of talking shit like you're talking shit about like the
I guess,
best.
I guess it's professional clowning, huh?
It's clowning like, with a suit. Put a suit on. Clown some people. Nice tie. Don't fuck that tie up.
I'm not doing all that.
It's worth it though. They get paid millions of dollars to put a suit on. If somebody walked through this door right now, it was like suits.
Oh yeah.
Case for the rest of your life, you have nothing. It's just a fucking
wait.
Nothing else. Nothing else.
So I'm like a video game, like I'm a cartoon character where I have one outfit.
No, it's multiple suits. You can put any suit on.
So it's just different colors. Yeah, but every time
you walk out, don't be
so Steve, then I'm Steve Harvey.
Then don't get a big suit. Get a slim fitting suit.
But I'm just saying, like,
get a slim. Choose the slim fitting suits. Slim up. It's his fault. He doesn't want to slim up. I'm just saying, slim fitting suits.
A lacrosse goalie or like the fucking Kanye box niggas, but suit, but.
I've seen you in a suit, bud. You don't look like those suits.
But that's what I'm saying. That's you talking about you the get, Steve Harvey suit. That's
no, I'm
what,
getting slim suits.
But see,
you get
so it's just any suit.
Any suit you want. Every time you walk out the house, you got to wear a suit.
But that's what I'm saying. That's pretty much what Steve Harvey do. Every day that man's wearing a suit.
It's the best idea for him, I guess.
I mean,
if I go bald, how much they paying? It's $1 million on the table, and then you get $1 million. You can
only $1 million.
$1 million on the table right then, and then you get residuals. Your show is finished. You
can, oh, and then I'm signed like
then you're I get signed. A, you're Stephen A. Smith.
I gotta wear a suit every
fucking
day.
Fucking he does.
Every day?
Yeah. Ugh. Niggas are wearing suits in their
that's
house.
That's an extreme for me, though.
You say you made it seem like.
I don't even like wearing jeans, fool. Like
I don't like wearing. Yeah. I feel like sweats. Colorado has really gotten me into the sweatpants movement over the last 10 years.
Sweats,
oh, my God. Man. Niggas wear sweatpants up here. No, I like wearing jeans. I like wearing khakis more. That's why I know I can wear suits. I can wear khakis every day. I like that. I don't know that it's free feeling. I don't know what to tell you, my nigga. It makes me feel extremely white. I guess. Oh, shit. But I like khakis. I can fuck with suits. If somebody walked in, I would have no problem with the suits. I'd be mad if it's hot. I'd be cussing the nigga out, but I'd be going to the bank at the same time. You know, sometimes you gotta put a suit on. Sometimes I gotta stop.
But $1 million to wear a suit
starting. For this. That's just today.
But then they ain't going to guarantee, so then my show flop.
No, guaranteed.
Now I'm just stuck in
guaranteed
suits.
Guaranteed.
Now I'm just a homeless cat.
Let's just give people the credit they got. Struggling. Their shows ain't flopping.
I got a whole fucking rack of suits.
You get the power to have an unfloppable show. You get an unfloppable show. You know, you get all of that. You get to be just straight Stephen A. Smith. Just don't get his body, which is perfect. You know, you don't. You don't want to go out there like talking shit to people that are like,
you know. Do I have to do my show like?
You can do it any way you want. You just have Steven as clout. Yeah, you own ESPN basically.
I don't
want
to wear suits every day, man.
That is a weird bargain not to make.
That's a weird bargain to make.
I'm taking it.
It's a weird bargain to be thrown at me.
Taking it immediately. Because if it's Stephen A. show, it's going to be weed everywhere. Where's Keaton at? Where's Keaton A. Smith at? He is knocked out.
Your suit just all fucked up. It ain't.
No, it's slim suits. It's
all wrinkled.
No, because I got a team for that. It's going
to be loose and shit.
I got a team for that.
Oh, okay. So you get full production.
Full everything. Start off, you give you the $1 million straight to the door.
Here. I need more than a million, man.
Man,
what
the fuck are you talking about? Greedy. What
the fuck are you talking about?
You need, man? Just starting off, just right now, $1 million, and then you get.
Do you know how much these cats are getting started
yeah,
off?
Yeah, you get like, his check next week. You get his check. Why are you going? I don't. Now, I'll never.
I'm trying to make league money. If
I'll never say, league, like, I think you make more money not.
Then I
playing.
Feel like I can relate with the players better.
That's a better idea.
You know?
It's a good idea. So,
boy, I'm making $25 million.
I also think the league should be restructured. I think they should put a rapper in each team. One rapper. Each team, make it interesting. I don't. It's like it's now it's getting
what
nitpicky.
Is that gonna do?
It's nitpicky. It's like too good. Put some guys that don't play basketball in there. Mix it up a little bit.
I'll put bad players.
Just terrible fucking basketball players. He has to start. You have to start Kyle from
they
fucking New Hampshire.
Like a 15-minute.
Yeah, each team.
Each they gotta get 15 minutes.
I mean, there's handicaps on video games where I gotta turn something down. You know.
But that's already the league, right? Some of these cats ain't.
No, most of these cats are terrible. But, like, they're still good enough to play in the NBA. I don't like that. I need one person, a team. He has to have 10 minutes on the court. Minimum. Just give him 10 minutes. Just to make it interesting. Just see a nigga just missing his shit. Like, watching NBA is so dramatic. And they're flopping all over the place.
J. Cole was in the league. Mm-hmm. He was in the league.
2 Chainz.
Was he in the Drake League?
Yeah. I mean, even, like, bring some old people back. Bring Michael Jordan back. Fuck it. Just have him in there. 75 years old, struggling. You know?
You watch the Big Three? The Ice Cube League? It's
oh, I have seen. Have you told me about that? No, I've seen it before. I didn't know.
There's some old NBA players and shit in there.
Yeah.
I might enjoy that one.
I would like that.
Another one is the Crew League.
Mm-hmm.
I like that shit.
Oh, I think Drake
it's
has a league too.
By rappers.
Yeah.
It's on Revolt.
Yeah.
It's see? One of Diddy shits.
See, I'd rather watch rappers play basketball.
It has like one year, one of the cats, who was it? Sway Lee?
Oh,
I think he had a team. Chris Brown got a team.
Jack Harlow had a team.
Yep.
I've seen clips.
And it just be their homies. Just them and their homies.
That's
but
that.
Their homies be like, I want to say Montrezl Harrell played. One of them cats was on one of the teams. And
my
I was
thing
like,
is,
wait.
I used to watch
you
and
got,
one
like,
a lot.
Active NBA player out here.
You know what? I've watched more and one basketball in my life, probably, than actual basketball.
You ever watch it? They just dropped a documentary.
I watched a shit ton of it. It was, I don't know, I guess my childhood was crazy. It was just like, it was and
one. I mean, I see you got the NBA Jam.
Yeah. I lost that every time.
On your
I got my ass beat. I do like basketball.
I hate NBA Jam.
It's a terrible, I lost
it's
every time.
Horrible.
I lost every time. Two players in 2D? Not for me.
Just flying halfway across the screen, like from.
But I did like NBA Streets. Volume 1 and 2. I like that.
Did you play NFL Street?
Yeah. I played that more than the NBA. And I like NBA more because I like running on the walls. You know, that's what I'm saying. All my football knowledge comes from, like, all my sports knowledge comes from, like, fucked up ass. Not even the real video game. Like, the fake.
Because you never played sports, though, never. Right?
No, I played sports. I played basketball, like, weekly. Daily, probably, at some point in the summer.
Nah, that's not what I mean.
Like, that street basketball. I didn't go.
Nah, you got to play, like.
No, my pinky got broken in PE, ninth grade, so I never had to take PE. And I was in band, so wasn't
none
of that.
You gotta play like.
So I can't be a commentator.
No. Absolutely fucking not.
So I feel like I'm the one that's commentating every time I watch these guys. Like, did he play?
Yes.
Is he just smarter? Did he play this? Because I feel like he just stayed in band. I feel like he was just in band. They were like, Keaton, you about 6'1" in the 10th grade? You want to play football? No. Keaton, you about 6'1"?
I don't.
In the ninth grade?
I will.
Do you want to play basketball? Mm-mm. I got this trombone. We bought it already. So how much is the basketball? We bought the trombone already. I'm going to stay the trombone. But looking back, if I could go back in time, I'm definitely going back to play basketball.
You'd be a basketball player?
Oh, I'm going back to play basketball. The team sucked so bad. And I'm 6'1". I'm gigantic. And the tall people sucked.
That's all you got to do. You just got to be size. And they just going to throw you the ball.
But I'm 6'1". I can be a tall-ass point guard. In high school.
Oh, so you out there trying to have handles and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
You out here trying to be.
And then if I'm 6'1", I could probably dunk a little bit like John Morant. Oh, man, I'd build myself a nice NBA 2K high school player.
You're always creating something. Yeah, creating a senator, recreating yourself as a basketball player.
I think I really do view life sometimes as like an RPG, like a role-playing game.
I feel like it.
I was like, oh, man, when I'm going to get a party, like, we got Naka, we got homie Johnny. Oh, we're in like a party, you know, and then the party affects different parties.
I'm about to log out.
Don't log out, bro. Don't, we gotta beat the boss.
Oh man.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Like I really do view obstacles in my life as bosses that I have to defeat. I don't know, it's really weird.
You playing too many video games.
I think I've been playing too many video games.
You gotta put the sticks down, player.
It's like, do you want to play basketball? Yeah, I'm doing that now.
Nah, it's called real life, man. Like,
well, I've experienced real life. And then, there, you know, go home. There's no TV that I want to watch. So hop on a video game.
You never wanted to play, like, on a team when you hooped?
Mm-mm. I think football was ruined one time in a field where I got smashed out. I caught the ball. Felt good. Felt great.
Oh, I remember this one.
And then, boom. Dude named Mark Rucker just tackled me. I rolled over. Done with this. Ever. Never again.
Fucked up that he hit you so hard. You remember that cast name?
Well, I remember that cast name. We were friends.
Oh, okay.
That was the problem. Hey, yeah, we just smoked a black and mild together, nigga. What the fuck is this shit? We underage and shit. What the fuck? We got secrets and shit.
How you gonna front? I was that kid too. Mm-hmm. I took it a little too serious and be like, man, we are playing in the apartment. Like, what are you doing?
When
did you take that man's legs out like
Yo,
that?
Yo, I was rolling on the ground, and I didn't hang out with like people that were smaller. I hung out with like a lot of bigger dudes, and so
see, that's just because I have my brother. Like having an older brother that plays sports too, like because then you got to play him, and you can't never really, you know what I'm saying? It's not easy to beat your older brother because they just punk you.
Yeah,
and so I guess I took that on.
I don't like being dunked on either.
No, I'm not getting dunked on.
I've broken windows. I've freaked the fuck out because like that is the most embarrassing shit.
I can see you throwing a tantrum.
I threw a tantrum, so I can't play basketball because I gotta stay in the perimeter. Because if I get dunked on, I'm fighting everything. I'm fighting the coach.
Oh,
I'm
man.
Freaking out. So yeah, no.
I can see that.
So about the first time I got dunked on by like a kid that was like 3 years younger than me, that we were just playing in my front yard. We played like every day in the front yard. Like in this.
Oh, see, I was just playing on
like a little hoop with the thing on it. We raised it all the way up, and so nobody could dunk. But fucking Mike T's black ass could dunk.
Oh. Oh, you had one of those. That
yeah, we had this dude. He was like 3 years younger than me. I was like dominating for fucking ever. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's small. And I'm 6'1", probably like 12. So I'm just gigantic. And so I'm dominating in basketball. You know? So I was feeling really good. And then Mike T dunked on me.
Oh, man.
But we had a mixed group. We had like it was one day this Mike T walked in the house. And I think it was in the bathroom or something. He said, hey, Keen, that Mexican outside, he want to play basketball. I said, Mexican? We don't live next. We live next to Koreans. We don't live next to no Mexican. I walked out, there's a whole Korean. I said, Mike T, that's a Korean. That's just at least Asian. Yeah. I said, damn, nigga, what the fuck? He said, Korean? And so we had like the Korean homie from across the street that would play, Mike T, his cousin, fella, Douglas. Was throwing trick shots everywhere, kicking balls in who else? I mean, this kid named Isaiah, Jesse Harvey. For some reason in Arkansas, we say both names.
This man giving the whole roster. You got the whole roster.
I'm telling you, I used to play basketball so much. There's a reason I like it, because I used to like.
Why you didn't play on a team, though?
Because I was playing in band.
Oh.
And I broke my pinky.
But
MP. Yeah, I broke my pinky.
All right, whatever. All right, get back to getting dunked off, because it was getting good.
I kicked the ball through the window.
When he
did you? I freaked. I said, "What the fuck?"
Did he dunk on you from the front? Like,
oh,
was it like
I jumped?
Did you get teabagged or you jumped with him?
I jumped with him.
So you got yammed.
I got yammed on, dude.
So like, and knocked you down?
No, I stayed up feet. What you talking about?
You landed. Oh, you landed. You didn't.
I stumbled.
Because sometimes you get yammed on.
I didn't get yammed on like that.
You jump up with him. No.
We're not gonna try to remember nothing like that.
He just shat body you and you go flying.
I mean, one handed tomahawk. What?
Oh. Oh, so he gave it to you. He gave you one of those quick ones, huh?
Yeah, it never happened before. And then every time it happened, I freaked out.
Did everybody make fun of you?
Yeah, they laughed.
Oh, what the fuck? Shit.
Yeah, but Mike T was a big kid. And I was like, he was
did
like.
Did you cry?
No, I just freaked out. Like, kicked him a fuck. And then I was upset I kicked the ball through the window. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm so mad. I was so mad.
Oh man.
But I was also fat, so he was like, and so we had a kid named Frankie, rest in peace Frankie, but he would come through and he would play, and he was like the other fat guy that would play, but he was fatter. So his movements were slow, you know?
So you was the fat kid, but when Frankie came around, it made you feel better?
Like, no, it just made me feel like I'm not that slow. I know. I can breeze around somebody at the very least.
Hey, you got one, huh?
I got one. I can cross fella up. Fella shot like a girl. He shot like... Every shot, no matter how much and one we would watch, he just said, I'm shooting like this. I was like, why are you shooting like a little...
Did you do any and one tricks?
Yeah. I tried the one where he rolled on the ground and between the legs. Mm-hmm. Ball always went flying. Just rolling off. I never tried that. I did the knee thing a lot. The simple knee thing, yeah. I was a level one and one player.
Oh, shit.
So
you ain't hot sauce nobody?
No, fuck no.
You, what is your nickname? You have a nickname?
I don't remember it. You know, to be honest, I don't think I
have. Time, Tab?
No, like, hell no. If anything, all my nicknames on 2K are Insanity. So I'd like to be called that, please.
Keaton Brick House.
He set the screens.
The house.
I don't know. I doubt I had a nickname. I wasn't that good. We played 21.
You ain't got to be good to have a nickname when you're little.
Yeah, I don't want to have a nickname that's negative, though. Once again, I'm retaining. These are memories I'm retaining. If I got to retain the memory, I ain't got no nickname. It was a fat nigga.
Oh, man.
My nickname in high school was nigga, so it just might have been nigga.
What?
Mm-hmm. We're not going to get into that. Yeah, right. Definitely. Yeah, nickname. White tan black people. Nigga.
No.
Yeah.
That's basketball.
I want to say there's a dude up here that he used to scream out in the hallway, and I felt so like, he's going to get knocked out soon. It's going to happen because he would go, Carmo, nigga. And I'd be like, hey.
That's wild, hey. Man. Nah. That.
I called him Crackin' Nigga. He called me White Caramel Nigga, and we just homies from a thing. I don't know.
I mean, I guess.
It's Arkansas. Let's not guess about it. It's just what it is. It's Arkansas. Yeah. If you guess about it, then you get weird about it. There's no point getting weird about it. It's Arkansas. Whole place is weird.
That's Arkansas. I ain't going, I guess. Keep me away from that shit.
You never know, man. You might have a.
You want to join a basketball team now?
Yeah.
You think you can?
I was talking to my cousin's ex-boyfriend. He's on a basketball team. I was like, put me on that motherfucker.
They got rec leagues. You gonna jump in a rec league?
No, I want to lose a little bit. I mean, I want to gain a little bit of muscle. I don't want to go in there fat. I feel like I'm not fat, but I don't want to go in there. I want to go in there right. Like, give me the summer, and then next summer I'll join in. But I got to also take some shots. I got to go play basketball. My little brother's pretty good.
We're not talking about him.
I'm just saying.
I know Douglas can hoop. Douglas look like he can hoop.
Yeah, I want to look like I can hoop before I go hoop.
Douglas can, you know what I'm saying? Like, he grabbed a lacrosse stick and just jumped in like a natural, you know what I'm saying? I believe he still got his athletic ability, but we're talking about yours.
His natural athleticism.
What's the brick house coming with?
I'm trying to come up with some.
You got to come up with a good nickname.
With some midi fades.
You brick house.
Okay, better come up with a better nickname than brick house. Got to be something better than Brick House for sure.
I'm with it, but.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Like, I always envision myself playing like a guard. I don't play. I cannot.
You think you're a guard?
I'm a guard.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. I'm a guard.
One or the two. That's important.
Two. What are you talking about?
Oh, you the shooter. How are you buckets?
Middies. Yeah. Middies, layups, and slashing. So you I can't dunk you, though. Yeah.
But so you trying to come out here and just run the two. You think you that dude, huh?
Mm-hmm. Either a point guard or a shooting guard. I think I can run a team.
You might be the three or the four, man.
Oh man, I don't want to play the
if
three.
If I'm coaching.
If you're coaching,
I'm probably running you at the three-four hybrid kind of, you know what I'm saying?
Four.
Like, I have you out there like
I got a young
Draymond.
I got a
you I envision a Draymond.
Just irritating people. I can do that then.
You know what I'm saying?
That takes high basketball IQ, I heard, so I can do that.
Yeah, I could see you being a
just talking to somebody, just freaking somebody out.
The young Rodman, you know what I'm saying? Kind of that buckets. Kind of player. Just
on the street, on the rec league, though? You like? Oh, yeah, because we're in Colorado. Everybody's going to be small no matter what.
It's just energy. You know, yeah. You bring energy and heart to the game.
No skills. He gets like, why are you doing this?
Passion. You know?
Draymond Green gets rebounds. Never over 10.
It's the shit we need. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's all right.
No, I can play that role.
Don't make you a bad player. Can I do
the three? Because a three is like a guard, except it's not.
You want to shoot threes, huh? Not only you want to be the three.
I'll be the three. I can do the three. I've experimented on 2K with a three.
I mean, yeah, you could be the three.
I can be the three.
Depending on who's on the squad.
Mm-hmm. But if you got like bigger dudes on the squad than me, I have no choice but to be like one guard. I can't. Like, I have to be like the guy that sees where these big ass niggas are going. Because I'm only 6'1". I'm really NBA status, just a point guard.
I don't foresee handles.
I don't need like handles.
That. Nah, you do. You do.
You can teach me the handles, knock. I sent you.
You can't have the ball all the time and not be able to hold that motherfucker.
That's a good point. You're a good point. I am.
That's why you a three.
I'm a reckless motherfucker. Yeah.
Come set the screen.
Yeah.
Set the screen for the one.
Damn. Yeah, and I just think about my old handles.
And there you go. You get your shot opportunity off the pick. Because if they roll with the one, then you stand right there on the little wing on the corner spot.
You know what I'm saying? What you're saying, though. I'm liking it.
And you can hit that. You know what I'm saying?
Damn, a three because I ain't got handles, nigga.
You don't know if you can drive in still. Nah. But it's just that corner right by the free throw line. So you only get like three good steps. We don't need you like coming too far with the ball.
Yeah.
You know, bam, Euro step. We have to teach
you. I hate that I'm agreeing with this right now.
Can you Euro step?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. That was like a.
That was four. But
that was a Southern Slither. But
hey, nigga, that's what you call me. That's my nickname, the Southern Slitherer.
Oh man, but yeah, we'll take it. All right, you know. So, but yeah, you set the screen because you're gonna come up.
All right, let's go out there and play some. Let's go play some basketball one day this week. How about that? You down?
We'll see.
Because you're going to be shooting threes all day.
I'm not going to be shooting threes.
And you got handles and shit.
I just dribble basketball.
I've never been crossed up to where I might have been crossed up to where
like,
I feel.
I ain't going to front like I'm, like I got that.
I don't know. I feel like you play more basketball.
I can handle the ball, but I ain't.
Okay,
cool. I ain't Kyrie or nothing. All right, crazy. Makes sense.
Yeah, because that nigga be doing some crazy shit to keep the ball
in. I ain't got that much no more.
To like, shit. Who thinks about bouncing the basketball that much? Don't make no goddamn sense.
Nigga that gets paid a lot of money.
I'm going to tell you right now, my point guard on 2K ain't got no handles, nigga.
Your just, point guard?
No handles.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's why it's on 2K. He got that video game shit.
Just hit him with that three, that fucking triple threat, nigga. What do you think I'm going? I'm going left. I'm telling you, bro. No, his handles are not bad, but it's not great.
So, yeah, you just run the three. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because I don't really understand the shooting guard's position. I don't like Kobe Bryant's position at all.
You're the shooter. Damn. You're the shooter. You gotta stay active. That's a
moving role.
Uh-huh.
I feel like I can hang out.
That's Clay and Steph.
Like I feel like I can hang out in the corners with the homie LeBron. You know what I'm saying? I can
LeBron
hang out
like a 3-4.
Yeah, yeah.
One, I don't know.
He's a one sometimes when he has to be, but he ain't got no handles when he's a one. His handles don't go up when he when they got to run the play through LeBron. His handles stay the same. I'm just saying, there's ways to get around these things. I feel like
you play. Oh, so you LeBron now?
No, yeah. Oh, no. Okay. But I would like to be Draymond, though. That seems like a good role to play. That seems fun. You know, you're not really expected to do much. You're not expected to do much at all. You know, they just expect you to fuck up everything.
And then when you fuck up, it's okay. Because they're like, nah, he was going. He's going to fuck something up at some point.
Yeah.
Like, he's going to do some shit that was out of line. It's cool.
I think
that's him.
That feels better than being LeBron.
That spirit. He's got that.
He's got that heart.
That's that fire. That's that fire for the game. You know what I'm saying?
Pump the team. We're going to make it.
Yeah.
We're going to win. I know we're down by 30 now. Pass the ball to the wrong team.
Yeah, you just come in and talk shit to everybody, and we just let you and be like, whatever, man. You be tripping. Shut up.
And then some wins come out.
He be making some good passes. He can pass, though. You got passes.
The vision, yeah. I'm not going to die on the back pass, but I can.
You can get it there?
Yeah, I can get it there. I understand how to throw a basketball.
Can you foresee? Can you thread the needle?
No.
You can't catch a cut like somebody cutting, just hit them, bow right there. Like
that seems like I should pass the point guard for that.
Oh shit, You all right? So yeah, you gotta learn that. Mm-hmm.
Thread the needle, like pass it in between, around some shit. Every time I see that, I'm like, God damn, how'd they do that? We playing rec basketball. I'm hoping they ain't got.
Okay, you right.
I'm threading the needle barely. I don't think these niggas even paying attention.
These niggas got jobs. They ain't trying to do too much.
Yeah,
trying to get to work tomorrow. All right.
We can do maybe get into a fight tonight.
You'll get on the rec league. We're going to keep updates.
That'd be cool. I'm telling you, I talked to the homies.
I mean, I got the equipment now. It's portable. We can we'll record at the game.
Just record.
I'll just commentate. I'll commentate. I played before, so I get to commentate. I'm qualified in your books, right?
Yeah, in the books.
I played.
If you've played it, if you shot a basketball
okay,
more than me. Then yeah,
you're see, I ain't gonna be like Stephen A. Smith at that though, because then I'll be like,
but what if I'm best in the league? I'll be then like, I need some confrontation outside. You know what I'm saying? If I'm best,
we'll get to that later. But I'm just saying, like, if I go to the games, I'm just gonna report the game. I'm just gonna be the announcer. You know what I'm saying?
Welcome to the Rec League podcast.
You know,
that's not bad.
I ain't gonna put too much emphasis on everyone else. It'll just be about you.
Yeah, like,
this nigga stuck on the bench.
Sleep on the bench. He over there playing Pokemon on the bench.
He at the end. He ain't looked at the game for the last 5 minutes. He about to come up here and do a set.
Yeah, probably. That'd be fucked up. Do a set at the end of the bench. So what if all these guys were gay? What if all these guys? And I was the only straight person on the team. Just start doing the bit at the end. Oh, just grab the mic. That'd be terrifyingly funny. Because I wouldn't be able to hold my laughter in, you know, if they were all gay.
What if they was?
I would. Something would funny would happen. Something like that wouldn't happen normally in basketball would happen.
And
I would,
man.
You know, like flamboyantly gay. Like a couple drag queens on there. Just.
They probably can hoop though.
They said Prince can hoop, man. Charlie Murphy said he's not gay or anything, but he dressed a gay. So.
Oh, he was super. Yeah, that was. That wasn't no myth. That wasn't no.
That was some real shit. That nigga said. Mickey Free said it was real. On Vlad.
Oh, they have pictures of him. Like me, I guess he played high school and shit. I've seen, but
that nigga was young Steph with a perm. I like playing guitar.
Oh man, what else been going on?
I don't know, man.
Did you see your boy? Your boy fell off the bike, man.
You talking about Biden? You can't be president if you can't ride a bike.
Oh, man.
I don't know. Like, there's a. How do you feel about, like, young people whining, you know?
Huh?
Like, you're old enough to remember, like, older people being like, y'all, these young motherfuckers, blah, 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 you know? And now, like, you're old enough to. At some
now point, I'm the old motherfucker?
No, now you can be like, I remember when these old motherfuckers was right about something. Do you think the younger, like even my generation, like millennials, do you think we're too whiny?
Yeah.
Right? Okay. So at some point I have to kind of agree with you, right? Because I can see in here. So, right? Older generation ain't whiny. Joe Biden is 82. He fell off a bike. Nigga, tell me right now, tomorrow I'm about to be 82 and fall off a bike. I'm about to cry like, no, nigga. No, what you talking about? How my body look? What you talking about? Fall off a bike at 82 is terrifying to me, right?
Not if you on it. Not if you feel like you
fit 82?
If he fit enough to be on that motherfucker, like.
That's what I'm saying.
You know that come with it.
I don't even know how fit you got to be 82 on a bike. I thought you just chilled out at like 87 years old.
If you want to, man. That's
what I'm saying. Maybe.
I guess what the norm would do, but.
Maybe they might have been right about some shit. Maybe niggas need to toughen up. They lived with some crazy shit. They were broke and hungry. Nigga, I ain't never been hungry in my life, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Y'all fucked up and raised a generation of people that's been taken care of.
So what it's been is in my opinion, mm-hmm. it's just been that generational development, I guess, yeah. Where. It got harder and harder, but now it's getting, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, it's easier.
Every generation makes it easier for the, and so like, yeah, my generation, you know what I'm saying? Like, feel like we was kind of at the end point where it's like,
yeah, okay. It was like, we gonna help you.
We started thinking more logically and was like, wait a minute.
Latchkey kids?
I know I got my ass smacked for this when I was little, but. do I need to smack this motherfucker for that? Is that necessarily the way? And you know what I'm saying? And now it's even worse because now it's like, don't do that at all. And it's like, because I still believe niggas, motherfuckers need to be smacked. And you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I still feel like there needs to be discipline in children. Like,
yeah,
motherfuckers need their ass whooped a little bit more.
I think there's no progress without struggle.
I got my ass whooped, and so I learned
faster.
Yes, it stuck better because now as an adult, I understand, like, nah, nigga, there's consequences to some of that shit still.
Yeah.
So if I'm going to do this, I know.
Well, I got to know the consequences because I didn't know
now before. These motherfuckers, they don't understand that there's consequences to shit.
Yes.
And so that's why they be like, no, why are you being mean?
Leave the seals alone.
Do you know what the fuck you just did?
The seals.
Like. The seals.
I don't know, just anything. Oh, anything.
It's like, what did I miss? Oh, shit, I thought some shit happened.
No, just leave this. The niggas just be whining about seals. Yeah. Which is like.
I ain't never. Oh, shit, I don't touch that side of it. I don't know where you be at in the world to learn about the seals.
I feel like it's a lot of, we care about the animals out there.
Yeah. Hey,
nigga, I'm an animal.
I, too. I'm an animal.
So what we're hearing about right now, if I just saw an animal outside living in a box, what you talking about right now? The animal is shitting in a bag in a box. What are we talking about? That's what I'm saying. We see homeless people shitting in a bag in a box. And be like, the seals! The seals! Like, nigga. I see animals all over the place doing bad. Remember one time y'all had some animals caged up and shit? They go pick that cotton. There were some animals doing that. I don't know. Some animals making them do it.
Oh, shit. All right.
I don't know. Zoology. I never took it.
Oh, man. That's hilarious. But not wrong. I mean,
yeah.
So you just feel like motherfuckers like fighting for the wrong shit?
Constantly, nigga. Oh, man. I remember 12 years ago, I'd be like, man, I think I'm awoken. And people were like, I'm awoken too. And then, like, and then after I left Arkansas, never really thought about it again until I, like, 7 years later, I'm like, I'm woke. Like, what are you talking about then? Or I'm a troll. I'm like, what are you talking about then? And they're just like, I just said something to them. And I was like, that's not trolling. You got to, like, fuck their whole page up. you got to, that's not, you're not woke. You just believe in aliens. What the fuck is that? I was so confused.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I never understood that. I'm just logical in my mind. I'm not woke. I'm not asleep. I'm just logical.
Man. Yeah, because I'm awake right now.
I'm just going to do what's best for me. And
we were saying that when we realized Obama was killing
around
people.
Around us. And just,
that's all we did. I'm awoke to the truth. That was some shit we were seeing on like forums and shit.
That's, no.
Yeah.
I'm cool. I ain't never been woke. I ain't never said that shit.
I feel like I saw
that's
it.
Weird.
Start.
I don't know.
It is weird. I'm awoken to the truth was a thing you were seeing. All these forums 10 years ago, 12 years ago, like 12 years ago, when I was living in Arkansas, nigga. It's all you would see on these forums because you were like trying to figure out, is Obama killing people? He's like, oh shit, he is. It's fine. Do what you gotta do. Do what you gotta do, brother. Take it out. Do what you gotta do. I'm behind whatever niggas say. You know what I'm saying?
See, then it became what? Racial thing, right?
Mm-hmm. It was a racial thing.
But what?
Yeah, for what?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's like it's for no reason.
So,
yeah, so.
Get rid of that. Mm-hmm. You know what else? Can we get rid of?
Get rid of.
I'm gonna get killed for this one. Probably,
don't get killed for it.
Fuck. Can we stop saying bro? Can people stop saying bro?
You don't like bro?
I hate that shit. I hated that shit forever.
Why did you say that?
I hated it for decades.
It's just
ago.
My go-to. For
I
sure.
used to say it like no, like it used to be.
Oh, you mean like verbalizing it or texting it?
Verbalizing.
Oh, you don't like to be called bro?
No.
Bro.
I've hated that shit forever.
Wait, so is it like bruh? Is it the bruh? Is it bruh that you don't like or is it bro?
Nah, like.
Bruh. Bruh.
I don't know.
Which one is it?
I hate like? Bro.
When you hear.
When somebody goes, hey, bro, and fucks me up. I hate it. I don't know. And now it's gotten mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
And so now everybody.
Bruh.
No, it's everywhere. It's
I'm so
everywhere.
Sorry.
People, oh.
I used to text messages constantly. Because it's like the first thing that pops up in the middle of my screen. Like, bro.
I don't know when it happened, but I need to stop. Don't say bro.
Oh, I'm going to text you bro now or say bro to you when I want to.
I mean, you could go bruh. You know
what I'm saying? Oh, my God. You can hit bruh. Him. Bruh. But that's.
You can hit him with that. You know?
But that's bruh. Negative, though.
He was hey, also, bruh. You can hit him with that one, but you know what I'm saying? But like.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's my go-to in Texas. I don't hilarious. Know. But you hate it verbalized.
Maybe it's just. It's a weird meme.
Is it when Tanner says it? You hate it when Tanner says it?
Who?
Tanner.
Who the fuck is Tanner?
Caleb. Kyle?
No, yeah, well.
No. Said, no, yeah, no. Okay, that's what I'm saying.
No, so before it seems was motivated. Like, before it was, before like the last like couple years, before it got like real mainstreamish, it was the wraparound shade.
Oh, shit. Oh shit! You better say bro. Upside down, motherfucking visor.
It was the hey, bro, and it was like, yo, we not. I'm not. It's cool. You was trying I could to be homie.
Didn't you guys shorten things for us though? You shorten call, words. You we wanted to shorten brother for you.
You gonna call me dog?
Brother's too many syllables.
You could call me homie,
nigga,
friend. No, well, I mean,
which one's worse? Nigga's worse than bro. It's no, nigga. Word. Yeah. Nigga. Yeah, well, bro. Yeah. Nigga, bro. Yes.
1A and B, like, right there. Like, whoa.
Bruh.
It's terrible.
That's so fun. So the national petition has started.
I'm in.
For the word bruh,
can we,
bro,
can we,
to be amended from white folks.
No, like, just Tanner, from everybody.
Human beings
just
in general.
From everybody.
Oh, so you hate it.
It started there, but now it's everywhere.
You know I like it? You know where I like it? I like it when like the dyke said.
I hate.
What up, bro?
I hate when it's in like.
I'm not talking to your girl.
It's in speech now. Like,
what are you talking about?
They give me people any. Talk and they go, "Yeah, man." So I was telling them, and I'm like, "Bro, you can't be doing that, bro, because it fucks up." Da-da-da-da.
When
bro,
you say that sentence,
then, ah,
like, bro, so bro for me is nigga.
Yes, that's it. Maybe that's it.
Whoa,
maybe that's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You slid it. You let them. So they converged. You let them converge.
Okay. So
you've found the secret and hey, been spilled the sauce.
Hey, look at Keaton.
So yeah,
enlightening me. All right, yeah. You go. All right. So that's what it is.
That's what it is.
People are using that instead of go back to nigga. Let's just say it. It's cool.
Ta-da, nigga. Go back to nigga. Knock us on board. You've heard it first here on Two Blood Podcast. I back him because I'm, you know, I've been saying that for years. So go. Don't say bro no more. Say nigga. Say it to your heart content. And when you get punched in the face, say nigga, why you hit me? Say nigga, why you hit me?
Oh man!
Because it takes the power away from bro.
We just gotta stop with it, man.
That nigga said you can say nigga because you can't say bro. Yeah, I'm dead today, man. I'm dead today.
I don't know, man.
Oh shit, that's too blunt right there.
It's one of them things, like one of them words that you just hear it, you be like, ooh, what? Like, if I could just bow one good time.
Like. Holy shit. I feel like in Colorado, you do kind of run into a lot of punchable faces. You know? You try not to be a bully because you bully bullies.
See, it sucks. So, I don't know because I've lived out here my whole life. So, yes. I mean, yeah, there's punchable.
You've been to Vegas, right? You go to Vegas. These people look nice and happy, smiling and shit. You come out here and some.
No, not when I go to Vegas. Vegas is weird.
Really? It's trying to get not to get robbed at Vegas by prostitutes mostly.
I mean, it's just because it's everybody, so I don't know who the fuck's from where.
I just always feel like it's always going to be like I see a harem of women, and I go, they're going to try to pickpocket me. And I'm right every goddamn time. I got to swerve around women that are walking into nothing. And I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. So, and then the last time I went with you guys, the lady tried to, like, get me to get robbed for weed. That was weird. I was like, this sounds like an advertisement on TV. So I don't watch TV. Now I'm good.
Now there's just dispensaries right on the strip.
Helpful. to not get me robbed.
Nasty dirt weed, though.
I don't be bad about it, bro. Wait, you're in the desert. Who's growing? What else is growing in the desert? Do you see any green around there?
I mean,
that ain't planted.
Put that shit in a shed or something.
A shed.
Help that shit out.
What you gonna do? At AC the shed. Yes. AC the shed.
Hey, if you want some good ass weed,
mm-mm. It's not. It don't work like that.
I was scared to smoke that shit.
What you think was gonna happen?
I just did. It looked like below Reggie. Like it looked like.
No, I just had Reggie. It's same.
So we went down to the cookie shop.
Then you should have gotten good weed.
Nah, we did. That's what I did. That's why I went to that one. But not on the strip. Like, they just have little.
No, like you went to shops. The. You went to the.
So store. I went to the end of the strip, yeah. And they have a store. Yeah.
Yeah, best idea.
So, but yeah, no. But yeah, let's not say bro.
Bro. No. Tanner, stop saying bro.
No, see, it's not that though.
Not we started this thing again, Tanner.
It's not Tanner. It's everybody.
Tanner started it though.
It's everybody, man.
You really can we keep lesbians keep saying it though?
Bro,
what up, bro? Especially when they think you're looking at that girl, keep it disrespectful. What up, bro?
Look at each other. If you go on disrespectfully with it, that's fine.
That's fine.
Because right? I feel like
it's... I keep the negative. It's disrespectful already, and you feel. So I think keep the disrespectful.
And I mean, if...
You should like they use it. What up, bro?
Now I feel like every time a white boy says it, that I'm thinking they're going to call him.
It's because in your brain you converge these two ideas. You know?
Oh, man.
I mean, you've actually heard, you know, a couple of the homies actually say nigga on accident. That was hilarious. Every time it happened. My heart.
You thought it was funny.
No, I thought it was funny after my heart stopped. Is he dead? Nope. This is funny. This is funny. Keep going, buddy. If you get knocked out, just say, nigga, why you hit me?
It only gets to that point when it becomes like, now I know you saying it to try to piss me off.
Yeah, and that's what gets weird about it. Like, don't try to use it, you know, in the way to get knocked out. Just get knocked out.
I mean,
get knocked out naturally by somebody that doesn't even know what's going on. Just happened again.
How would you feel if a white person was rapping and they said it? Does it bother you?
I don't think so. No, I've actually encouraged this kid in Arkansas to do that. He didn't do it. It's a bad idea. There's casualties for any war. If we're warring for words, somebody has to go.
Somebody got to take one.
Eminem should have took his hits a long time ago. I'm just saying, Jesus got crucified. I don't even believe he existed, but he got crucified for you guys' sins. So, he took something to happen to him. So, I don't hear that shit. Something's going to have to happen to somebody. If y'all want to be cool again, you want to learn how to dance? You got to say, if you can't, I don't even think you can be able to dance if you ain't never really said nigga before. You ain't never said it the right way, you can't even get on beat. So, and we don't need the whole planet not on beat. I need these motherfuckers to be on beat.
Oh man,
nigga! I need them on beat.
Oh shit! All right, well, mm-hmm. That's where we gonna leave this at.
That's funny, right? I'm scared to shit me. That shit came out of one headphone, went to the other. Oh shit!
Oh shit!
That's Dr. Dre's production right there.
It's your boy Naka,
Keaton Lewis,
Two Blunt Podcast, man. Mofos and Mofets.
No bros.
Never those. Oh, let's not.
All right. Yeah.
We're going to holler at y'all, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Next week?
Yeah, next week for sure.
Let's push another one out.
Let's push it. Pump another one out.
We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll be fucking up.
Yeah. Another one.